seduction, sex, lifestyle. For the true player at heart, Global SLR presents The Real Kings of Pickup. Vince Hollywood Kelvin and Arash motherfucking Dibazar. Be the best and fuck the rest.
Everyone, happy Memorial Day, whatever that means to you. And we're here to help you. I'm Vince Hollywood Kelvin, also known as Aphrodite's Prince, with my spiritual brother, Arash Jabbar motherfucking Dibazar. So, however little or much you had with women this weekend, we are here to take it to the next level. My brother, how are you doing?
I'm doing very good, actually. And I had a lot of women this weekend. And I recommend everybody go to Arash Zappar IMC on my Instagram and observe for yourself the women and the quality of women. And something very interesting happened because somebody asked me yesterday, do your students tell you what your next level of research and teaching is? And I said, no, the field tells me this. And the field, by definition, is me being out there in the chaos of the world, picking up women. And, you know, I've reached a level of mastery where nothing surprises me at all until Saturday night. Saturday night, I was surprised. And it was very interesting, because here I had three, you know, if there were tens, they would be tens. You guys can, again, look at the Instagram and see them. I'm talking about them. And one of them was just really out of control. I mean, a bitch. A straight-up bitch. And I had to make some decisions because we were bouncing them. We were taking them from one city to the next. We went from San Jose to San Francisco, which is an hour away in the car. And we were in the car, and I realized we have our hands very, very full with this woman. So it was myself and two of my guy friends, my wingmen, and these three women. I'll make a long story short. By the time we got there, this girl had upset everybody. And so what I decided to do, instead of just drop them off, because I figured they had more value with us than not with us, because we could definitely use their looks to make many things happen in the room, I decided I was going to switch my target. I had somebody else, and she was going to be my target because nobody was going to be able to handle her, not even her own friends. She was the alpha female, without a doubt, and she wanted everybody to know this everywhere we went. So rapidly, I switched gears, and I went for her. And the interactions that I had with her all night were some of the most powerful learning experiences I've had when it comes to women, because I hadn't dealt with that yet. But having the basics down and knowing what I know, I was able to use what I know to figure out what I don't know. And I tell you, it ended up being an incredible night with incredible results. But the night itself was nothing, as good as it was, to all the lessons that I've learned from Saturday, and I continue to learn right now. And it was amazing. It was amazing, and I'm so addicted, and I'm so in love with this game, Vince. I'm so addicted and in love with this game. It is the highest drug. I think I'm getting depressed when I don't go out now. So, you know, I go out every Thursday, and I go every Saturday, and I'm finding myself just kind of slowed down on these days and waiting, just craving to get out there and throw myself in that chaos and be part of it and then bring order to it. So I'm really ready to answer some questions here. I know Global SLR is coming up, and you and I are doing an event next month too. So what's going on with you?
So much, you know, it's always so interesting. A certain energy, just as we have been teaching a lot last year with all the magic events, a certain energy attracts more and more of the same energy when it's properly nurtured. So we've been filming for the entire weekend. I did my thing where I play with fire, where, you know, I, to the last minute, I don't know which one, if all, of the girls are going to show up. But it always works itself out perfectly. And I love that edge. It's something I've been doing for many years, you know. I remember GSLR when I'm invited, like, some exes, some new ones, and so on. It always plays itself out perfectly. But anyway, so We've been filming all weekend with the project. I know they're filming you next week as well with the Natural Born Seducers. And that energy is so around me, the filming, that this morning, super early, no one on the streets and so on. One paparazzi downstairs from my building, because they're often over there with all the YouTube stars, and boom, it was right on me. And then suddenly I go to get my hair done, and one guy was chasing me. So he's from like one of those new media group, I think called ATTN or something like that. So they do a lot of coverage in short videos, and he was like, oh my God, we need to do something right now. So on the spot, again, streaming with like, I don't know how many views, and it was about defending tattoos and colored hair. So so he couldn't believe what I said after that, and everybody was laughing around. So it's always fascinating, that energy. So gentlemen, you got to be mindful of where you focus. Every day there's going to be a certain amount of time, the same for all of us, energy and focus, and you've got to be certain that it's directed towards what will most help you. You know, I have a client every morning. We do at about 7:50 a.m. 20 minutes of trance, and every day I tap deeper into things, cleansing of all projection and regression, unless they completely serve, you know, to enter situations without a prior reference, unless that reference totally empowers you. So I can't wait for all that's about to happen, and it's happening so fast. So I think we're ready to take questions, gentlemen. So who's going with the first question of the evening? Wait a minute, everybody. Not everybody at the same time. Only one question. Please calm down, everyone. Just one question at a time. I had to mute a few of you guys, and we'll give you a couple of seconds to warm up and remember that this is about being social.
Yo, this is Cosa Nostra, San Jose, and I'll ask a question. Arash, through studying your philosophy of male-female energy, when I come across a dominant woman, I'm not sure whether to correct her and tell her, you know what, you're not being feminine right now. You need to be softer. Or to sort of just ignore it and just move on with my day.
The thing with energy is you can't fool it. This is what everybody has to understand, and this is why I take my students. You cannot lie about energy. You can't pretend to be alpha. It will crash on your head. As I saw this happen Saturday. Saturday night, my wingmen were NFL superstar and a champion fighter. It was myself and three beautiful women. That, by the way, I took two of them from the guy who was there. There was a guy there. We showed up. We were going from place to place. Saw these girls. I mean, it was just, they were just, look, they were fucking beautiful. And so I told my friends, the goal is to take these women from that guy. It made it a little bit sweeter because that guy was somebody I had met a few times and treated me like a piece of shit. So it was all going to be very beautiful when I took the girl from him, and I took him right under his nose as I left him and came with us in our car. In the car, at some point, when I had decided I was going to take care of this alpha girl, she was on my lap, and my friend, the fighter, was to my left. He had a girl in his arms. He was in the car. And something happened, and she turned to him and said, you need to apologize for saying that. This is in a car setting. It's very small. And he looked at her, and he said, get the fuck out of here. This guy could whip ass, guys. And she goes, no, you need to apologize right now. I sat back. I didn't want to say anything. I wanted to see how a fighter would handle this. And he was like, so he softened up. He said, come on, girl, what are you getting upset for? And she goes, you need to apologize right the fuck now. The guy goes, okay, I'm sorry. Oh, my God. And she was like, that's what I thought. And I was like, oh, my God. You can't fake this. The female energy will swallow you whole. There's only one solution. If she's more alpha than you, leave. Leave. Okay? She's like a praying mantis, a black widow. She will eat you alive with no mercy, destroy you in front of everybody to show that she'll destroy guys. She will do this for sure. So what should you do? Become alpha. How do you become alpha? Keep studying, and hopefully then you become the right vessel for the energy to flow through you. In my case, she tried a few times. You know what she did? This, I'm telling you, it was out of control. You guys don't understand. Like, I could handle anything. It got out of control at some point. This woman put her forearm into my throat and was pushing to choke me suddenly. And I could, in about a second and a half, reverse it and put her to sleep. I looked at her from the corner of my eye. I said, stop doing that. But she was pressing, and I felt the air leaving my throat. And I put my hand on her elbow just to relieve the pressure a little bit, but not too hard. I looked at her, and I said, why would you do this right now? And she's pushing and looking in my eyes. She had aggression issues. I said, why would you do this? And she's looking at me. I said, you need to stop right now, okay? And just looking at her, I said, stop it right now. Stop. She pulled her hand away. I grabbed her by the back of the neck, and I made out with her. That's a very intense moment that was taking place. It wasn't in joke. It wasn't in fun. It was the female energy, just aggression coming out. You know, I later on understood a little bit more about her. But I mean, I was with her the whole night, and I understood more what was going on. But you all need to be aware. You have to be careful in that you're studying something that is living lightning. This is what I always say. This is the shit. I'm submitting the entire planet with my knowledge. This is not little. This is huge. So the answer for everybody is, if you're not alpha, or if she's more, there's a scale of that. If she's able to destroy you, get away from her as fast and as far as you possibly can. Don't even be within eyesight of her. You're not going to handle her. You cannot lie about this. This is not some made-up thing. This is an actual energy. Like, you know, if you turn on the light, I'm going to turn off the light right now. Now I turn on the light, and electricity comes in the room. This is the same laws applied to human mind and guy-girl interaction. Plus and minus creates electricity. Male-female creates dynamic. So be aware of this thing. Run if she can eat you up. Run and find the girl, right, that is less than you. That's the girl. That's my advice. And I know maybe people don't agree with it, but I don't give a shit. I don't want you guys fucking yourself out there like that, okay? That's it.
I personally love to divide whatever I think is in front of me into one of three options, okay? So I think they are women who are, like, voracious, like, yeah, black widow spiders. And those women, if they find a guy that's strong enough, after a while, they will fucking drive him crazy. And if they find a guy that they know is weak, they like a rush shit, they will destroy him just for ego or to show off in front of other people. Then there's the type that's alpha because she wants to stand out, you know. And there the secret is the element of speed. With the first group, I would say run, like Arash is saying. And with the second group, the speed is essential, okay, to go a little bit faster, because oftentimes women become a little more alpha with you if you're too fucking slow. And it's easy to get slow because you're going back, you're regressing to mother taking care of things, you know, that's something as little boys. So you got to be fast. You got to decide. You cannot be at that place where you're wondering if she'll be fucking pleased with your choice. That's where it goes wrong. And that starts with simple things like doors, tables, location, entering. And it's not a matter of creating a debate. It's a matter of being so smooth and fast that she starts to feel a little slow. But if you try to correct it by going against what she's saying, it's too late. So you got to be faster and very decisive. And as a great assignment, you know, I love, brother, what you were saying about the what decides what you're studying next is in field. The other night, I realized that I would still hit moments of not making a decision in me, or moment of being convenient, being sophisticated. But with women, that's of no avail, and it doesn't work, you know? If, let's say, suddenly I'm with a rush and we're both saying, let's eat something, I will want to be convenient, and I will say, and respectful, and say, what do you feel like? Okay, if you're with family members, that's the right thing to do. But if you're with a woman, don't even go there. When you gain some speed, it becomes a lot easier. And then there's women that are just not in tune with their own femininity. I wouldn't even call that being alpha. They're too masculine, okay? Difference, masculine. On your side, to define alpha better, there's many ingredients to it. And one ingredient that helps you to understand alpha better, alpha is an awareness of strength and flexibility and resourcefulness that also causes you to relax a little bit more. But if you put alpha behavior on top of not being relaxed inside and still having concerns about what could happen, you come across too harsh, and it irritates those kind of women even more. So you got to make sure that you have a light sense of intelligent cockiness where nothing really worries you ahead of time at the level of behavior of women, because you know you can handle it. And if you come from that core and you say something a little strong to her, that comes easily. I'm sure you've all had buddies that try to be tough, and you know they're not tough, and that just irritates you the wrong way. It leads me into something interesting real fast. I was going to share that today. But with women, you know, one bad habit that also is like the worst candidate is the candidates that I described. But one bad habit is to want to reassure a woman. So if a woman starts to say something like she demeans herself a little bit, let's say she says, oh, I'm too fat, or I'm too this, or I'm too that. Again, I like to put them in three categories. One is they're not fully serious about it. They're just like kind of talking shit a little bit. So the better response, instead of trying to tell her, no, you're okay, or no, you're, or do you think I should get fake tits or something? And if she's like asking lightly like that, most guys, to please her, to agree with her, they play the rescuer and they go like, no, your breast is beautiful. With that category, you go very playful and you fuck with them by saying, I think you should get a third tit, actually. I think you should get a fake ass and you should get a third tit and a nose behind your head so you could smell who's coming behind you. So, and usually right after that, I was doing that yesterday with this girl, and after that, she was laughing and not saying anything, okay? Sometimes it's a genuine inquiry. If it's a genuine inquiry, you don't have to be genuine about it. Pass it back to her. Say, what do you mean? What do you mean? Okay? And let her talk a little bit more, and oftentimes women are going to be, I don't know, and this and that, and then she's out of it by herself, okay? And the third one, if she's really saying something stupid, if it gets annoying, like I was with this girl who had perfect legs and she was always obsessing that she needed thicker legs. That was the stupidest thing ever. So right there you put the brake. You go, that is the stupidest thing I've ever heard. You make absolutely no sense. And notice delivery is key also, because if you're the guy who didn't really do your work, you're still too rigid on the inside. Okay? One ingredient of alpha, it's the not being rigid. You know, in my system, the multidimensional male model, you have the romantic hero. The romantic hero is the guy that he will never go too high or too low. You know, he's fairly well balanced. In moments of embarrassment, he's going to take it well. In moments of danger, he's going to stay pretty calm. And in moments of rather cheerful. And I like to bring that element into alpha, decisive, and so on. And I also like to bring the entertainer, playfulness, into being alpha. And then some wisdom. So that was a bit of a long answer. So much is happening, so much information coming. We're ready for the next question, I think.
Arash, so what would have been the proper answer from your friend in that scenario in the car?
There isn't a right answer. There is the energy that's being read. Let's say you have the right energy. You can just look at her and say, I don't apologize to anybody. Unless I feel a need to apologize and turn around. And she would have pushed and he would have ignored her. Let's say he had the proper energy. He would look at her and say, all right, I'm sorry. But it's not the words. She would feel it in her chest. Oh, shit. He said, sorry, but he meant, I'm going to hunt you now. He could have ignored it. He could have said, you need to say sorry now. He could have said, you have lipstick on your teeth. He could have said, here is some gum. There's, you know, you guys are looking for answers, and you're missing the essence. The essence is energy. Energy is what's red. Now, how can you see this better? Animals. I have four pit bulls, right? My pit bulls, when I walk into the room, and if I shout, no, they all fucking freeze, and it's always like a fire drill. They drop down to the floor. Or they just stop. Whatever the fuck they're doing. Anything in their mouth drops out. They're eating. It stops. Yet my girlfriends have to go, no, 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 shadow, no, no. And that shit drives me insane. And I keep telling them, listen, they read your energy. It's not about being quiet or loud. They're paying attention. You're not Hannah to them. Okay? You're not a fucking name. They're reading you. And so if you're being weak, they're not going to listen to you. Nature doesn't listen to weakness. It doesn't work like that. And that same nature is running through human form. It's just been perverted a million times over with the words we use and the lies we tell. However, at the subtle level, that's still taking place. At the genetic level, at the subconscious level, we're all reading this. You're all reading in my voice right now. You can't see me. But you are all experiencing my voice in a certain way. Every one of you. If I had an enemy online right now, he would be afraid of me. That's what it is. We are designed to know for survival what we're facing, you see? So it's not what he should have said. It's that she let him know, you are not my alpha. So you, around me, bow down, bitch. I don't care if you could kick and punch. What, you're going to kick and punch me as a girl? So I can put you in jail? What the fuck are you going to do besides fucking apologize right now, you little bitch? You see? That's what she was saying to him. And when she put her elbow into my throat, and I looked at her and I said, why would you do that? And she pressed, and I said, stop doing that. And I put my hand on her elbow and relieved the pressure, and I said, you need to stop that. Stop doing that right now. And she withdrew her hand, and she tried to look away. I grabbed her head, turned it around, made out with her for a few seconds, and then let her go. And then that's it. She was sitting on my lap. Now, that right there, look, I want her to challenge me. You see that? I want to be challenged. I've been seducing a woman all day today. Through text, then we got on the phone, okay? First phone conversation. Oh, she was very resistant, right? Super, 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 super haughty. And I thought the time had come to say what I had to say, which was, she lives in another city close by, about 35 minutes or 40 minutes away. I said, you ever come down to San Jose? She said, sometimes. I said, cool, next time you come by, give me a call. We can maybe go have a drink or just hang out and talk in person, connect up. And she goes, what do you mean connect up? Says that. I said, what do you mean? What do I mean? Like, come by and we hang out? And she goes, well, I'm getting over a relationship, but she gives it I'm getting over the relationship talk, right? I'm getting over a relationship talk. I'm not trying to talk to guys. And I listened to her. I said, that's great. That's absolutely fucking great. I go, do you know I have four girlfriends, not like friend girls. So then I explained briefly, but I'm not going to use that as a clutch. Then I said to her, do you also recall me making out with your best friend the other night? Because I did. Sorry. That was the other girl. I said, do you remember making out with her? I said, I made out with her. Do you remember that? I go, I'm not hungry or thirsty for your pussy. That's not what it is. I said, however, I am liking you. Obviously, I'm talking to you. 2 days later, we're still talking on the phone. I go, but here's the thing. I'm not gay, so I'm not going to act gay. I'm not going to pretend to be your friend so later on we can hook up. That's not going to fucking happen. Here's what's going to happen. I'm going to naturally relate to you, which is you're a woman and I'm a man. And I'm asking you if you're going to come to San Jose. We've been talking on the phone now for a little bit. We've been texting for 2 days. Come in person, no fucking problem. That's all I'm asking. Then I said, this is the sinker right here. Boom. I said, in fact, let me tell you what's happening. I go, you're doing exactly what I want you to do. You're telling me, whatever you're telling me, to resist. I said, I enjoy this ritual. I love this mating ritual. This is what I do. I said, me as a man, I'll go through whatever barriers, whatever issues you may put up, if I want to talk to you. I will put up, I mean, I will go through whatever you put up. It's not a problem. This is the mating ritual. I said, if I'm a gorilla, I'd be pounding my chest right now. If I was a lion, I'd be roaring. And if I was a bird, I'd be dancing in the sky to show you my prowess as a man. She's listening, by the way. Total silence. You know, I could feel her vibe changing. I said, so I'm totally cool with that shit. I'll tell you what. Here's what you should do. I'm going to text you my Instagram. After this, go on my Instagram. Just go through it. It's Memorial Day. You're probably doing nothing, right? Go through it. Go back a year. Look at everything. Read everything. Watch everything. Then if you like, text me afterwards. She goes, okay. But her voice is different. She goes, okay, that sounds good. I said, cool. So I'm going to go back into the bookstore now, and I'll talk to you later. And you could feel this, like, pause, like, don't go, right? She's like, okay. All right. Texted Instagram. About an hour and a half later, I got a text. We were on the phone again. And before I got on this podcast, she was on the phone with me. I said, listen, I got to go. She goes, text me afterwards. So it's I like being challenged, you see? That's what makes me who I am. Because if she's challenging me, she's challenging every other guy. And that's cool. And they're going to fail, and I'm not. So that's the level you want to get to, guys. Stop running away. Because if you want to get the woman, fucking earn the woman. If you want to get money, earn the fucking money. That's how it works. That's it.
I wasn't there to answer specifically based on the situation. And yet I remember one of the first things that opened a lot of doors for me at the level of influencing others and persuasion was a silly sentence that says, never wrestle in the mud with a pig because the pig likes it and the pig will win. The way I understood that sentence there is like, don't try to do the same thing than the person that is stronger than you at it. So I like to destabilize. I like to take people to that place, women, to that place of file not found, because I know about human behavior, stage hypnosis, and when a person gets to that file not found, unless they're psychotic or highly under the influence, which they would panic and act stupidly, when they get there, they become more vulnerable. So in a moment when somebody would tell me such a thing, I would quickly assess where is it that they couldn't go. So maybe I would become more playful than them. Or maybe I would become very sophisticated in my language. I would say, what an interesting choice of word to say, my darling. I'm a little bit surprised. I really don't know what to say, to be honest. So you're in charge of the swearing and cursing department. And demanding for people to apologize. And yeah, be in charge of the entertainment here. So far, how are we doing? Level of entertainment. And so make sure that you understand that you do not try to, unless you know you can match it. And that's why you want to study. You want to work as hard as you can. You know, there's a couple of guys, you know, more and more, we have guys that really show the dedication. A guy yesterday got in his car and drew 2 hours to come see me too. And you see the difference. Okay, some of our guys went to Vegas this weekend, so they're always showing up and so on. So you want to make sure that you go the distance. There was a gentleman in one of the group that asked, how do you approach women? It's just, you know, it's like, how do you do any and everything in life? You work your ass off, you continue once you feel like you've done everything, then you constantly top it, and you keep on going without looking back, without deviating, until you can tell that you are where you wanted to be, or you tease yourself for the rest of your life, you know? But honor yourself. Yesterday I went to the cemetery where my first wife is buried, and it was my second time there. The first time was intense, you know? But this time was completely different, and I've done so much work that even the place was, I thought it was quite inviting, quite well-maintained and so on. I didn't have that impact of the first time. But what was interesting, too, it was, again, a reminder of, like, you better wake up. You better make it happen. I made a pact with myself. I said, every single possible dream that I've ever had, I'm not taking any of it to the grave. I want to do it all, like from the books that are still within me to the knowledge, the events, the all the entertainment, everything, do it all. So you want to be with women? do whatever the fuck it takes and stop teasing yourself hearing those answers and thinking, oh, that would be cool, and get to the level where you can do that. So I'm looking at the time. The calls are a little more brief than they used to be, so we probably have time for two final questions tonight.
Question about haters. Rosh, you gave a talk a couple of nights ago about haters, which I thought was amazing. My question is, suppose you identified a person as a hater and they turned out not to be. How can you ensure that that the person actually is? And for either one of you men, have you ever identified or thought someone came across as a hater and they actually were not? What would you do in such a
situation? Yes, in my case it's happened more. In my case it's happened where the person was hating on me, but wasn't a hater. They just had wrong information on me. And two examples just happened. About 2 months ago, I've been frequenting this new bar all the time. I try to go every day just to have, you know, a burger or something. And, you know, but now I have 6 of their phone numbers. I've only done one thing with one of the girls, but there's others. I'm whatever. But at some point, the manager, or one of the managers, I was outside, comes outside, sits me down. He goes, hey, you know, I've seen you here. I want to talk to you. And it sounded very negative. And he was like, yeah, I had some complaints about you from the workers. And I said, excuse me? Well, what do you mean? And he's like, well, you know, they said this, they said that. I said, and who's they? And he like, I said, well, you actually can't accuse me of something like that. I said, you know, I'm a businessman in town. I have a reputation. And what you're telling me is actually quite alarming. And he was like, well, you know, and he started to get kind of rude and kind of aggressive. And I looked at him and I said, okay. I said, I'll tell you what. I'm uncomfortable right now. I'm going to go back in there because I just stepped out to make a fucking phone call. I go, I'm going to go back in there. I'm going to eat. But I'm not comfortable because I don't know which one of those workers was talking about me. And the fact that they would say that about me is quite alarming. I said, I hope I feel comfortable enough to come here again. I know you don't really care. But you got me all wrong, okay? You got me all wrong. I have more women than you could ever probably. No, I don't care how many women. I said, okay, quit. That's fine. So it ended up being that I kept going there. I kept going there. I kept going there. Well, an interesting thing started to happen. 2 months later, when I walk in there, the girls run up and give me a hug. And they beg to be in a fucking picture or a photo with me. They ask me what I'm doing. And right in front of him, I've gotten 2 phone numbers from his fucking employees. And he's been there. So now when he comes up, he droops his shoulders, head down, little smile. Hey, how are you today? Shakes my hand. How's everything? Good. Great. Good to see you here. And keeps trying to make small talk. A part of me wants to kick his fucking teeth in. I hate the fact that he fucking spoke to me like that day. I still haven't forgotten about it. I felt belittled, and I didn't fucking like it. So a part of me wants to fucking hurt him. Another part of me is looking at the guy and going, I really don't think he's a bad guy, honestly. I don't think he's a bad guy. I'm not getting that he's some fucking bad guy. I'm getting that he thought he was doing the right thing because he had the wrong information. So I haven't kicked his head in yet, and I haven't been cool with him yet. I've kind of kept myself neutral in this case, but I don't think I have a hater in my hands. Last night I ended up in a very interesting situation where I ended up saving a domestic violence. It was pretty bad. I walked into a place that I knew the people, and children were crying, and there was glass broken everywhere. One person's hand was cut in the hospital, and nobody could handle it. And I just walked into the room as the woman was breaking the TV, literally. And I said, stop. And she looked at me and said, stop. And I shut the door, which I don't normally do when I don't know the woman, and she's a girlfriend of a friend. And about 35 minutes later, I'd completely altered her mind, and I came out, and she apologized to everybody. And so then my friend called me, and he said, hey, we're eating here, because he took off. It was one of my friend's girlfriends. And he said, will you come by? So I'm going to keep it short. I went over there, and there was a guy there who was a champion boxer. And I know of him. I know of him. I don't know him. And he was in the room, in the living room, and he observed the whole thing. And when I came there, he shook his head. He goes, man, what are you doing there? I said, I did what I do. I use communication, I understand the mind, and my friend needed help. And he goes, I've heard a lot of things about you. He's nodding his head. He goes, I've heard a lot of things about you. And he goes, to be honest, they weren't positive. He goes, but fuck, man, I have to shake your fucking hand right now. And he gets up and shakes my hand. He goes, none of us could have done what you did, and I don't know what you did. He goes, but it makes me question what everybody said about you. I said, good, good. And in that case, he's not a hater. Because he looked and he extended his hand. He got up. He's a champion boxer, okay? Ex-boxing champ. And I admire him. And I didn't even know he thought negatively of me. He just said hi to me and didn't really pay attention to me. So in these cases, these are not haters. They just have wrong information. Maybe they have wrong information about you or Vince or I. And, you know, you pick up arts and they're just hating on you like that. There's that. And then there's the real hater. The real hater is a fucking hater. And how can you determine the difference? Well, if you hate on me, I'm going to treat you like you're hating on me until otherwise proven. That's how I go about it. But, yeah, there's been many times I've made a mistake, many, many times. But when I see it's true, then there will be a conversation had between me and that manager one day. And the fighter and I, I'm sure we're going to be great friends because, you know, 30 minutes later, we're hugging and talking about fighting and stuff like that. That's my answer. I'll pass it on.
There's a difference in person and when you read it. Because in person, it's easier to assess where the person is coming from. And when you read it somewhere, it happened to me that maybe, let's say, I would read like a couple of hating posts and then I would go to the third one and it was just poorly phrased, okay? What I find interesting is your interest for that. I mean, it's wonderful and so on. I think that knowing you, it's very important that you focus primarily on... I wouldn't worry too much about haters, and I want you to know, I mean, if suddenly you start to post a lot about pickup all around the world and so on, then it would qualify as like haters, you know, and like groups of people are after you. When you deal more of a one-on-one basis, I would recommend you spend more time around people that make you feel more empowered. You know, it's so essential, gentlemen, it's so essential. I have a new PA, and I've had a lot, but this one is, I just did a quick change, because I had one that was kind of okay, but I noticed that I cannot tolerate okay. I cannot, and it made me become aware of how essential it is for me, and I think for everybody, to have someone who can measure up, to constantly have to deal with people around you who do less, and it gets so frustrating. And this new person, like, for example, three times already in field. Yeah, I'm always, like, doing magic stuff in field, and somebody's with me, and then I go, did you get a pic? Or even if I say, take a picture, then there's, like, a fucking finger in front, or they're half asleep, or and so on. There, I'm thinking, oh, you should have told her to take some pictures. I turn around, and boom, she's got them on the phone, and they're superbly edited already. And before I know, I got them in my box. And it's a succession of things like this. So it's beautiful, and it made me realize that you cannot sell yourself short with the people that are around you. You can sometimes, if you force these people at work and so on, then turn them into, if their presence is inevitable, turn them into what people that are going to work for you. What I mean by that is they become your teacher of tolerance or something. So that changes your frame because they're rendering a fucking favor without knowing it. And then you can even laugh in your own mind. You go, ah, if only you knew all of your vain attempts, and here you are making me when you've been trying to break me. If you are semi-obligated to be around them, limit the time and limit the investment also. You know ahead of time that they're going to talk nonsense. But for the rest, just... eliminate the presence of those people, and then also know when to take a stand. But I would say there's a hierarchy that needs to be taken with everything. Don't go look for love in the world until you find it within. So don't go chase haters around until you've eliminated the hate within. And I don't mean the hate towards others, self-hate, okay? So that's what you got to pay attention to, because in a way there's a little hater everywhere within. If today you say, that's it, I'm talking to women, and there's a little voice within you that gives you a fucking reason why you shouldn't do it, I would be more concerned about that hater than the haters out there, okay? And once that has been taken care of, and inside there is no hate or nothing near, there's only support, encouragement, strength, applause from the inside, then you'll know more easily when to bother, when to not bother with others. So I'm looking at the time, a quick announcement, and then we may be able to take one super quick question. What we'll do is if question pops up right away, we'll take it. If you guys stay silent, then we'll gather again next week. So two things, one a little bit personal, and that will be what passed by the time you hear this on the podcast. And the other one is we are officially launching the GSLR site as well as trailers and so on by Wednesday. By Thursday at the latest, it will be up and the whole lineup and so on. So anyone that doesn't have at least one general admission ticket, act on it prior because the prices are going up as the site is being launched. So you've already heard plenty about it. The five legends that are going to share the stage at the level of pickup gurus, all-time best, is Raj De Palma, the fucking DeBazaar, myself, Vince Kelvin, Bad Boy, Shawn Michael, Discovery, and John Keegan, Natural Approach. Then after that, there's an incredible bracket of a variety of experts. I'm quickly going to, let me see, where do I have it? All right, so entire lineup. Then there's the healers, Frank White, the sorcerer, Jen Simon, the shaman, Chris DeVilbiss, the yogi, Kai Michael Dory, the hypnotist. Then success experts, Brian Casella, the Spartan of wealth, Pablo, the god of fashion, Fraz Azab, the warrior entrepreneur. And then there's the entertainers, Bob Korb, the celebrity vocal coach, Cheese Stezo, the dance master, Bo Matthews, the magician, the event DJs, a really known DJ, DJ Batiza, then the sex expert, Kevin Gentry, the pimp, Tony Dillinger, porn producer, and then there's a feminine voice of seduction, Marnie the Wing Girl from Playboy, and now iHeartRadio is there, Karen Lee Potter, she helps you to date cougars, find cougars. There's a tantric expert by the name of Catherine Allman, and then Fly Hudson, who's the lesbian pickup artist. And then pickup coaches to help in fields, Satori PUA, Frank Harrow, and Sammy Moa. That's the entire lineup. And tickets are $125. They go up to $175 when the site is up. That's for that. And we take one last question, and I make a little announcement after that for just a minute once we're off the recording. So are there any quick questions? One final question?
I got a question. So my question to you guys is, let's say, Raj and Vince, so one of your clients that you had last that was a loser, like somebody that was a fucking loser. So what would you do if you were a what would you do if you were a loser like him to get better and pick up?
What a weird question. That's a weird question. I don't know. That's
if
a weird question.
Him, what the fuck Vince would you do?
Let me have Vince answer it because I think that's just a weird question. Based on Vince's answer.
That is a very weird question. That is packed with assumption, and I don't really understand the purpose nor the direction. If you're a little bit like, let's say you're like on this different planet, and then you're thinking, maybe I should be back on that other planet. And so I don't know where you're going with it. I don't have clients that are losers because, first, I would not frame people that way necessarily. And then if I sense that somebody would be too problematic, then they would never, ever be given the privilege to be exposed to the art. And then if the person is a little bit at a disadvantage, you know, because a succession of events or beliefs and they got more headways to make with other people, I would really nurture them, and I would make sure to blend a variety of strength and care and see them all the way through. So that's the answer, and I think we'll keep it at there and encourage you maybe to formulate questions that make a little more sense and are a little more helpful to you as well, because I cannot see what the help in whatever answer you may get to that question would be for you. Brother, any words of conclusion for tonight?
Yes, definitely. I'm in love with the art of seduction, everybody. And I'm in love with the game. And, you know, I've found my drug. And I love taking this drug. It's a healthy drug in my case, in that every time I take this drug, not only do I feel good, others around me feel good, and more people get to know each other. I've come to realize the power, the true power of this art form. Anytime you have two people in a room, okay, let's start with this. You have one person, just yourself. Okay, you have nothing to worry about besides being lonely. Now you have two people, it's you and another person. Dynamic changes. You're not lonely anymore, but you have the other person and their goals, dreams, whatever they want to do that day, their likes, dislikes. But now it gets interesting. Three of you are hanging out. Welcome to social motherfucking dynamics. Three people now will totally fuck you up. And it is so much fun. Add four, add five, add six, into the vortex as I do, and have 10, 12, 14 people, and you're running everybody. My God, you'll see from, in my case, championship fighters to celebrity athletes to singers to beautiful women, you'll see them all begin to crash just like these fucking airplanes with no pilots, just bam, fucking fire everywhere. And you're sitting back watching it. It reminds me of the Joker in Batman as I sit there and I laugh to myself, knowing that if we're going to be here long enough, at some point I will sit as the king amongst everybody, because there's more than two people. There's three, four, five. And if they don't know how to relate to other people in that group, they will inadvertently violate somebody in that group. The moment one person gets violated, that person will start to create trouble for everybody else. And if that person has a friend with them, then they'll influence the friend. And now what you have is an internal conflict in a group of people that wanted to have a good time. But that's everything I see when I go out. Yet, they're very lucky that arrives the far motherfucking Divazar happens to be there, and I can smooth things out and make it such a great time to hang out with me. At the same time, I can systematically take any of them and elevate status, or take any of them and completely annihilate their status in that group by body position, by acknowledgments, non-acknowledgments, by certain things that I say and certain things that I do. I will determine who in this group has status and who doesn't. And that's where it's at. So I can't do that sitting here in the room by myself in my office. I'm going to need two more people, not one person. I need three people minimum. When you have three people in a group, the dynamic is very interesting. Two people might get closer, and one person might feel left out. Learn this art form. I tell you, as long as you're dealing with humans, which looks like we're going to be for at least this lifetime, then you can walk with confidence, you can walk with ease. Wherever you go, knowing you could enter a situation and just a matter of time, you're going to be the most loved person in the place. Whether it's a family, it's a gathering, it's a brand new location, or who gives a shit? Put me in a new city. Let's have some fun. You know, let's have some fun. Let's meet some people. That's what I recommend for you. And also, of course, remember my Diamond Mind program. I coach you daily on this stuff. I'm about to make a video right now, on context, okay? What you're missing in conversation is context. This is why you violate things, because you don't understand the context of what you're talking about, okay? That's going to be Diamond Mind. So that's $97 at arisethepar.com. I'll pass it on.
Good night, gentlemen. Thank you, brother.
You've been listening to The Real Kings of Pickup with Vince Hollywood Kelvin and Arash motherfucking Divazar. Brought to you by www.globalslr.com. Call live every Monday at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time to get your questions answered.
Just dial 701-801-1220.
Then enter 129-779-160.
Followed by the pound key.
To get your free pickup starter kit, go to www.seductioncoaching.com now. And remember, stay sexy.